Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Dreadful story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. And the squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. But the old woman hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away, to be a slave all in America. So on Monday morning this old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed and in she went. Poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother, cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving maid. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main. Thank you.
Working in the rain, cutting up wood. Didn't do my little brother much good. Lost two fingers in a chainsaw bite. All he does now is drink and fight. Sells a bit of grass, hots up cars. Talks of travel, never gets far. Loves his kids, left his wife. An everyday story of country life. And the red brick cottage where I was born is the empty shell of a holiday home. Most of the year there's no one there. The village is dead and they don't care. Now we live on the edge of town. Haven't been back since the pub closed down. One man's family pays the price for another man's vision of country life. I'm singing, whoa. Farm forever when they only kept on 1 in 10. Landed gentry, county snobs. Where were you when they lost their jobs? No one marched or subsidized to save a country way of life.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you. dosa mangari jama alaji jule makai madina alaji dogi tapa e marwa overli makaja jabra oroti ti madina o jule yanande mama dora solona
Thank you. Your presence sweeps across the room. Boys, don't cry, they say, so keep holding in, perceiving what I risk to lose. And ever since you called, I'm following a glimmer of gold. Don't go, come on, you can't refuse. Beyond the light, we can live tonight.
My name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
Zigzag, 7 in the morning, staggering on, looking in the shop windows, looking in the right state, dealing with the jet lag, draw all the curtains, rolling up the joint, staring at the TV screen, feeling really shamefaced, 'cause I'm here again, it's nearly 10. Zigzag, buzzing like a fuzz box, brain on the blink, walking out familiar paths, fumbling for the off switch, living in a zigzag, I'm gonna switch my phone off, throw away the post, then I'll pitch a tent on the carpet, and curl up with an ashtray, 'cause I don't feel right, what an awful sight, I got bags under the bags under my eyes. Zigzag, sever my connections, climb up the stairs, staring in the mirror for too long, can't escape the feeling, dealing with the jet lag, coping with the spots and the noise in my ears, trying to trick my brain into sleeping, staring at the ceiling, but my mind won't stop, when you reach the top. Thank you.
Barney's got a job now, have you heard? He's busy stacking shelves down at the local superstore. They say he never cracks a smile or says a word. That boy is weird, lives in a dream world of his own, building crazy piles of junk that reach up high into the sky, till they served him with an Asbo and he cried. When they asked him why he did it, you won't credit what he said. He was only making pictures of the inside of his head. Well, it's time that he grew up and settled down. Settled down. Barney's having trouble, so they say. The lads he has to work with are complaining he's no fun. They like to laugh and joke, but that's not Barney's way. They can't see why he always wants to be alone, so they started taking bets on who'd be first to make him laugh. Told him jokes, pulled funny faces, acted daft. But they couldn't raise a smile, and so they threatened him instead. Now it's laugh, you bugger, laugh, or we'll break your bleeding head. Well, I hope he doesn't let them get him down. Get him down. Barney's burnt his boats now, that's for sure. When they opened up this morning, they were shocked at what they found. It's like he's playing all the same games as before. This time he's gone too far. They'll make him pay for what he's done. Smiley faces in tomato sauce were painted on the walls, and a giant tree was sprouting from the floor, made from bottles, tins, fish fingers, frozen burgers, loaves of bread. I just can't imagine what goes on inside that poor boy's head. What made him turn the whole place upside down? Upside down.
We'll be right back. Tolonge na yenwele nebi naula alina nde sia kilenye alina nde mirina kilenye na ukwanga jeka foke na yenwele nebi naula alina nde dine kilenye alina nde sia kilenye gani kele do ni nyanjo ya nyano ya neti duro
Thank you. You're listening to Sheffield Own on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Before you can even understand. like your luck. One day he and then night, I'm the man. One thing sure, you ain't got.
Hello. Now, on my last record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog. And her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together. We slept out under bridges and lived rough. She ate what I ate. Now, somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, the day after tomorrow, son, but we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out and I open a door and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was I rented.